sacrifice. Desdemona was too naive, and Antony unhinged by lust. Was it really worth it? Apparently, Britain now has the highest number of mixed-race couplings in the world, and children too. Their compulsions and fears, joys and sorrows, were so consummately showcased by Shakespeare 400 years ago that there's little more left to say.
The essay was presented by Yasmin Alibai Brown. This week's series of essays was produced by Mohina Patel. And don't forget that you can listen to, or for that matter, download Radio 3's new production of Twelfth Night, which was our Sunday drama on 3. Just go to Radio 3 website and follow the links from there. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also in high definition online. 11 o'clock the time, time for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
Gwiazd się złoci, mróz choinki w lesie syćkie zmrozie. Coś cichego słychać w zagajniku, to rośnie puch, a na nim ślady lisów. Pochną świetli całe obielone, dzielą się płatkami aniołowie. Toj zapolę świeckę, by nie stracić drugi, jasność z nich w nas jak drogi wchodzi. Tu mój lepco nowina, Anna syna porodziła, pójdźmy syćka do stajni, tam Jezusek jest maleńki. Tu mój lepco nowina, Bóg w ofierze dał nam syna, pójdźmy syćka do stajni, znów Jezus mi maleńki. Od rozpalonych komet poza znik podą za swoim torem. Jedna, druga, ale w myślach wielu, jeden świat, a telo mamy celu. Do Betlejem pastuszku wybiegną, radość swoją głosą tu i tam. Bóg jest deski dla tych, co nie wierzą, wątpliwością pragnie przydać zmian. Tu mój lepco nowina, Panna syna porodziła, pójdźmy syćka do stajenki, tam Jezusek jest maleńki. Tu mój lepco nowina, Bóg w ofierze dał nam syna, pójdźmy syćka do stajenki, słupku Jezus mi maleńki.
Gravel and soul, Bonga and Tom Jones rolled into one. The voice of Polish folk musician Jan Trebunia-Tutka with his band Jazgot and Nine Lepsa Nowina. And I'm sorry to bring this up so early on in the year, but that was a track from his Christmas album, Świąte z Jazgotem, Christmas with Jazgot. It came out last year, but I've only just got my hands on it. I'm Lapa Kotari, and tonight on World on 3, the Brazilians are here in the shape of Lucas Santana and his band, one of the emerging sounds of New Brazil. And we've got Simon Broughton of Songlines magazine, who's going to be unveiling the winners of this year's Songlines Music Awards. But before we hear from either of my guests, here are three new releases: Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars and Mother-in-Law from their album Radio Salon, followed by Le Super Bourgou de Paracou, vintage sounds from 70s Benin. But first of the three, an LA-based rock band turned Latino social commentators, Quetzal and Tragafuegos, Fire Breathers, a punchy mix of rhythms and harmonies that tells the story of the street performers who entertain the commuters in Mexico. Martha Gonzalez, the lead singer and songwriter of the group, uses dance to help her compose. And you can hear her dancing on the tarima, the wooden dance floor, as she sings.
Bambots. Thank you.
I never tire of psychedelic funk. That was what they call Islamic funk from the Bariba people of northern Benin and a group called Le Super Bogu de Parakou, who started out as a Congolese rumba band but soon headed down their own route of musical experimentation. The Barimba sound is out on Analog Africa, who have once more unearthed some fantastic music by digging just that little bit deeper on their travels. And before that, just briefly, was Roots Reggae from the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars, the band that met in the refugee camps during the country's civil war and brought joy and optimism to so many in need of a bit of hope. Now to my session guests on tonight's programme, Lucas Santana and his band. Sem Nostalgia, his album that came out last year on Maisum Discos, went straight to the top of the world music charts, and no wonder. Here they are with a song called Into Shade.
Is on the corner of the mound. White plants go strong behind the glass. Proximity is what it is. And curves repeat to disarray. The roots go grow right through the glass. But the sun also has a ring. Eclipses when we turn away. The elemental can hold sway. Monster in and monster out. Kneeling down in bits of sweat. Every hour it has its day. Shut your eyes to keep me out, but I don't need to see. You stand directly in the light, flash with the door, then shade. You shut your eyes to keep me out, but I don't need to see. You stand directly in the light, flash of the door, then shade. Things that get together well, reflecting things they never say, like I'd get other ways. The streets meet only on Saturday, the room that witness breathless play. Now they impress themselves in turn. Take a long and highest note. Take a long and easy stride. All the shivers left outside. A strange NC has a writ pass. Now get out of my sight. You shut your eyes to keep me out, but I don't need see. Stand erectly in the light, flash of the door, then shade. Shut your eyes to keep me out, but I don't need.
Soporific laid-back grooves from, I guess you could call, the cool dude of New MPB, New Brazilian Pop. Is that what you'd say, Lucas?
I don't know. It's a name to music made in 60s, in the 70s. For our generation, this specific name
doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah. Because we are making another kind of Brazilian music, you know. I don't like called Brazilian music. For me, it's music like when you see the piece of art of Matthew Byrne, of Jesus Soto. I don't know if Jesus Soto is from Venezuela or it's from Germany or it's from Cuba, you know. The work is important, no?
But, I mean, there's no doubt that to a certain extent, the music that we're hearing now coming out of the new groups, the new artists, from whichever country, the influences are so different to what they were 20 years ago. You know, the internet has made a big difference.
Yeah.
And I guess that to a certain extent, that's exactly who you are. You are this new generation of musician.
Yeah, because this, I said that I don't see like a Brazilian music. No, it's a music from road. I listen in internet music around the road and people when I meet other musicians from France and from London, they know our work too because the internet.
Boundaries and borders have changed dramatically.
Yeah.
But tell me, so you said Bahia, you're a Bahian guy, right?
It's a beautiful place. Yes, I'm Bahia.
So in a sense, I guess the heart of samba as well, right? I mean, great music comes out of Bahia, all the great African rhythms and the percussion.
Bahia have the most African
Brazilian population.
Yeah, population out of Africa.
Yeah.
And it's in all the Bahia culture, you know, in the food, in the clothes, in the candomblé.
The orishas, the shamans.
It's the religion from Africa. But in Bahia, these religions... Como é que se diz? Ganhou...
Gained
new accents, new...
Lucas, let's introduce the members of your band.
With pleasure. My translator guy.
Bruno Buarque
on MPC and percussions, and Caetano Malta on bass and acoustic guitar.
Are you all from Bahia?
No, from São Paulo.
And you live in São Paulo now, do you?
No, I'm living in Rio 18 years, but I work more in São Paulo.
Yeah.
Because in Rio, don't have work. It's just to, to party, to go to the beach.
Well, I think that's a great cue for another song. What's the next song you're going to play for us?
Call it Tanto Faz para o Amor.
Which means?
How say tanto faz? Okay. It's
many times or a lot of times?
Whatever.
Many whatever ways? To the love. No, this song talk about the love like a god who absorb all the things, the great things of love and the terrible things of love. Tanto faz pro amor a perda, como também o acaso. Tanto faz pro amor, para ele morte ou vida. Tanto faz graça e horror. Tantas coisas em seu nome são ditas, tantas juras, tantas pragas, tantos atos. E ele, como um grande Deus, sabe a tudo absorver. Pode ser que o amor não saiba onde quer chegar, nem aonde ousa ir. Com certeza tem seus segredos, o amor, e a gente disposto a descobrir. Quando será, onde foi o vai e vem do vagalume? Quando será, onde foi o vai e vem do vagalume? Quando será, onde foi o vai e vem do vagalume? Quando será, onde foi o vai e vem do vagalume. Tanto faz pro amor a perda, como também o acaso. Tanto faz pro amor, para ele morte ou vida. Tanto faz graça e horror. Tantas coisas em seu nome são ditas, tantas juras, tantas pragas, tantos atos. E ele, como um grande Deus, sabe a tudo absorver. Pode ser que o amor não saiba onde quer chegar, nem aonde ousa ir. Com certeza tem seus segredos, o amor, e a gente disposto a descobrir. Quando será, aonde foi o vai e vem do vagalume? Quando será, aonde foi o vai e vem do vagalume? Quando será, aonde foi o vai e vem do vagalume? Quando será, aonde foi o vai e vem do vagalume?
The Great and Terrible Things of Love, Tanto Faz Para o Amor. Lucas and his band will be back later on in the programme. But now he's been sitting here very patiently. Broughton, Editor-in-Chief, Songlines Magazine. Simon, you're here to reveal to us the winners of this year's Music Awards. And I thought we'd start with the best cross-cultural collaboration. Quite a collaboration, actually, isn't it?
Well, it is quite a collaboration. The winner is Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan, Edgar Meyer and Chris Thiele for their Goat Rodeo Sessions, as it was called. Now, what is it? It's an extraordinary collaboration. And to be honest, it's not strictly a cross-cultural collaboration. It's more a cross-genre collaboration. You've got Yo-Yo Ma, fantastic classical cellist, who's done all sorts of collaborations actually through his life. It's something he's made something of a speciality. And here he's working with Stuart Duncan, fantastic fiddler, Edgar Meyer, bass player, Chris Thiele, stunning mandolin player, with his own group, the Punch Brothers, you know, also internationally successful group. And it's a meeting of, let's say, classical cello and bluegrass and sort of Appalachian music. And it's just the sense of exploration. Sometimes it feels incredibly organised, sometimes it feels very spontaneous. But obviously, from reading the article that was written in Songlines about the whole thing, is that they were all sort of approaching it from slightly different directions and, you know, at times really afraid of going beyond their comfort zone. And this whole thing, Goat Rodeo Sessions, Goat Rodeo is supposed to be something where, you know, it's going to be a disaster unless all the stops are pulled out. And and I feel that all the stops are pulled out here, and it's a triumphant success.
So what's the track that you've chosen to play?
I've picked a track called Hill Justice. I don't know whether it's an old bluegrass song or whether it's a new creation, but it really has a bluegrass feel about it, and it's one of those that has the real swing and dynamism, as indeed much of the album has. Thank you.
Yo-Yo Ma, Stuart Duncan, Edgar Meyer and Chris Thiele, winners of the Songlines Music Award for cross-cultural collaboration, and Hill Justice from their album The Goat Rodeo Sessions. Three tracks now from other interesting collaborations, starting with Shumik Datta, the British-Asian sarod player, and drummer Bernard Schimpelsberger, a British-Austrian who early on in his music career found himself drawn to Indian music. They're playing tomorrow night at Rich Mix in London, followed by gigs in Leicester, Sussex and Bristol before they head off to Asia. This is Calcutta Triangle from their debut album, Circle of Sound.
Olhar escureceu é bom, enche barriga d'água, barriga d'água. Tem pra dar, não há, mas um dia sem. Hora de orar, hora de orar, ora, 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 ora. Água de benzer, seca já rachou, pé de vento andou pro lado errado, pro lado errado, pro lado. Barraco torto, é barraco torto. Barraco torto, é barraco torto. Barriga d'água, barriga d'água. Escureceu é bom, prato pra encher, barriga d'água. Tem pra dar, não há, mais um dia sem. Hora de orar, hora de orar, ora, 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 ora. Água de benzer, seca já achou, pé de vento andou pro lado errado. Lado errado, do lado errado, barraco torto, barraco torto, é barraco torto, barraco torto, é barraco. Barriga d'água, barriga d'água, barriga d'água, barriga d'água. Barriga d'água, barriga, barriga d'água. Que vou mamando e quem querer. Que toma, que toma, né?
Jamayo, oh, la-di-di, oh, la-na-do, ba-di-a-di-la.
African pop royalty Amadou and Mariam, of course, joined by American pop singer Santi Gold. Dugu Badia is going to be the first single from their album Folila, on which they invited many artists to join the party. It doesn't always work, but I do love the energy of it and Amadou's unmistakable guitar playing. Before that was Marcelo Andrade and Bahiga Jagua, featuring the accordion maestro Chico Chagas. African Tree is Marcelo's debut solo album. A musician at the heart of London's Brazilian music community, he's played with the likes of Adriano Adewale and Sarava Soul. This album is a masterpiece of collaboration with over 70 different musicians from six continents taking part in Marcelo's foray into the African roots of Brazil. Well worth listening to. It's out on Our Land Records. And so now back to Simon Broughton, who's going to announce the winner of the Songline's Best Group Award. Simon, who is it?
Yes, a group that I suspect will be familiar to most listeners from World on Three, Tinariwen, the Malian group Tinari Wen, who've been around pretty much on the world music scene for 10 years now. They did a Roskilde performance 10 years ago. They won a Grammy also back in February. And their music, which I think has spread to all sorts of people who perhaps don't listen to African music so much because of their rock and roll attitude, their fantastic sort of Tuareg robes and things, and of course their revolutionary attitude in their music. And interestingly, in the last few weeks, the whole revolutionary thing with the Tuareg has taken off again. And, you know, currently they've declared an independent region in the north of Mali, Azawad. And certainly Tinari Wen are people who've, you know, been supporting Tuareg autonomy for many years. This album, Tassili, was recorded in the region of southern Algeria, and it has a really sort of laid-back, chilled-out, late-evening feel to it. And the track I want to play is called Imidiwan Win Sahara, which means My Friends from the Sahara. And the lyrics, My Friends from the Sahara, Our Freedom is Gone, Let's Unite, or else we shall all vanish, not a single soul will be left alive in the desert. You know, it's really lamenting the state that they're in. They've got a London show, of course, next week at Shepherd's Bush Empire on Thursday, and well, we'll be giving them their prize then. But it's a really interesting situation they're in now. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next months with the whole political situation in Mali.
Great. Well, next Thursday, if you want to see Tinari Wen and Simon, you're giving them the award, are you?
I do. We're trying to see if we can find someone a little bit more charismatic than myself, to be honest.
Oh, well, it's going to be a great gig for sure. So here they are with the song Imidiwan Win Sahara from their album Tassili.
Yeah.
Desert Bluesman Tanariwen, winners of the Songlines Award for Best Group. Always a joy to hear and watch. As are this next group, Lokitera, the UK-based band led by Che Guevara's Bangladeshi brother, Kishore Khan. Not really, but honestly, just looking at him, you'll see what I mean. At the heart of Kishore's music is Cuba and the folk traditions of his homeland, Bangladesh. It's a fantastic combination of groove and melody and sheer musicianship. And given that the band members are drawn from some of the UK's best loved groups, Bellowhead, The Soothsayers, Matimba and Dele Sosimi's Afrobeat Orchestra, hearing these guys live, you know you're in for something really unexpected. This is Tumi Echele Porshu, where a woman is giving her lover a hard time for not coming to see her. It's from their second album, Che Guava's Rickshaw Diaries, and it's a little bit of Bangla ska. Thank you. More Islamic funk with a pinch of roots reggae. Another track from Le Super Borgou de Paracou and their album The Bariba Sound. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, on World on Three tonight. Simon Broughton, editor-in-chief of Songlines magazine, has been announcing the winners of this year's Songlines Music Awards, and we've got two winners to go. And my guests in session are Brazilian electro bossa nova group led by Lucas Santana, who told me during their sound check that he gave up classical music to explore the layers of sound in everyday life. Well, here he is with an example of what he means. Nighttime in the Backyard.
My knees are all banged up. My shoes are soaking wet. Cold mud dries on my cheek. The wind speaks just to me.
The sun is going down. I won't go inside. Somewhere lamps go on. Headlight pass me by. Closer, closer, closer. Night begins to fall. I pick me up and hold.
hold me, let you take me home. The sun is going down, I won't go inside. Somewhere lamps go on, headlights pass me by. I closer, 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 night begins to fall. I'm tired and afraid. Closer, 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 night begins to fall.
A hot night under the Brazilian sky with the crickets creating a gentle curtain of sound there. Nighttime in the backyard, Lucas Santana. What a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you.
And that's a song from your latest album, Seminostalgia.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is obviously your thing, isn't it? I mean, you love creating a soundscape.
Yeah,
with a very kind of open acoustic feel to it.
Yeah, I think music like a build, you know, architecture. I will construct the layers to find a new architecture, you know, a new
shapes.
Yeah, all the songs in this album were made just with acoustic guitar and voice, and some tracks I need to use ambient sounds, you know, and the ambient sounds are all the time, like here, but unheard.
You don't listen to
it's
them,
not,
do you?
Not yeah. so good. But when put special microphones, you can listen these sounds. No,
yeah.
In this album, I use it a lot of this, playing a guitar, singing, and put the a lot of mics in the.
Did you go to the botanical gardens in the in Rio?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about this fabulous little box. It's a little wooden box.
Yeah.
With a flashing red light.
Yeah.
On top of it.
Just
and lots of squares, and it seems to create a large part of the soundscape that you're playing tonight.
Yeah.
What's it called?
This name is Monomi. Mm. It's handmade in Philadelphia, and by a couple, husband and wife, and it's made just 100 a year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Limited edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very limited. You put your name in the list.
Yeah.
And wait 1 year. Serious.
So how long did you waited a year for this?
One and a half years. I wait.
What does it do? Explain it to me. Isn't it just a kind of MIDI laptop thing where you trigger off the samples?
It's just a box made of wood and silicone.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And
under every key, it smells great.
Yeah, people. It's beautiful. It's my Tamagotchi. You remember Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi?
Yeah, it's my Tamagotchi. But it's a open source software. You can create your own platform, digital platform. And so you create in the computer your own program, your own software, and he play this program.
Okay, so basically you create your sounds, you create your samples.
Yes.
You then program it into this beautiful smelling box.
Yeah, yeah.
Which has these lovely little buttons on it. And it gives you the freedom to use those samples perhaps more sensitively than a normal laptop or a computer or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he can make many things, like you can program to control the light of this room. Okay, it's open.
Are you a bit of an electronic addict?
Yeah, I know.
I did see you taking photographs of the desk that we have here in the studio.
Yeah, me and Bruno
are
very addictive.
Addicted.
Addicted, yeah. I love internet and online all the time.
So what are you going to sing this last song for us? What's it going to be? Is it some kind of, out there in the ether, a cyber song? What are you going to play?
What?
What's the last song?
The next song is Super Violon Mashup. And this song was made with various samples of Caetano Veloso plays a guitar, Gilberto Gil, Baden Powell, Dorival Caymmi, master of Brazilian music in play.
All these great musicians.
It's a mashup of many years of Brazilian music.
So center stage is the Monomi.
Yes, Monomi.
Okay, so Monomi and Lucas Santana.
Okay.
And Bruno Buarque and Caetano Malta.
Thank you.
Well, whilst I did introduce the whole band ahead of that song, it was in fact just Lucas and his sweet-smelling wooden box of buttons, the Monomi, playing there for you. Lucas and band members Bruno and Caetano were here as part of La Linea Festival, and it's great that they were able to come into the studio to play for us. Yet another experimental artist who came into the studio a while ago with his enormous box of tricks is Vinicio Caposella. He's just released a 2-CD album, Marinai Profeti e Baleni, inspired by classic tales of mariners, the sea and beasties of the deep. The front cover alone, a photo of Caposella dressed as an old world sea captain, speaks of hidden menace and madness, while the album itself presents his usual combination of the weird and the compelling. Vinicio is going to be here in London at the Barbican Centre next month. Definitely one for the diary. This is the sad tale of Billy Budd, drawn from a novella by the American Herman Melville, who died in 1891 before he was able to finish the story.
Oh, oh, aye, aye, Billy Budd. Oh, oh, aye, Billy Budd. Aye, aye, Billy Budd, oh, aye.
Ecco il cappellano, entrato nella cella, in ginocchio sulle ossa, piegato qui a pregare per quelli come me. Billy Budd,
oh, aye, aye, Billy Budd, oh, aye, Billy Budd, oh, aye, aye.
Mentre dall'oblò entra un po' di luna, riflessa su una sciabola d'argento, arriva fino addentro, ma morirà anche lei all'alba dell'ultimo giorno di Billy Budd.
Oh, oh, ai, ai, Billy Budd, oh, ai, Billy Budd, oh, ai, ai, Billy Budd.
Domani faranno di me un gioiello, una perla appesa in punta di pennone, come quegli orecchini che un giorno regalai a Molly, Molly Budd.
Oh, ai, ai, Molly Budd, oh, ai.
Ai, ai, sospenderanno me, non la mia sentenza, appenderanno me al capriccio della lenza. Ai, ai, tutto è pronto, anch'io devo essere pronto a salire fin lassù di qua giù, a salire fin lassù di qua giù. Ma non è tutta una finta, non è che sto sognando, taglio la mia gomena, andare alla deriva, il tamburo chiama per il grog, ma Billy non lo sa, il tamburo chiama per il grog, ma Billy non lo sa, ai ai, Billy Budd,
oh ai, Billy Budd, oh ai ai.
Mi ha promesso di starmi accanto all'asse, stringerò una mano prima di andare a fondo, ma che sto dicendo, allora sarò morto ora che ci penso. Ricordo Taf di Galles quando sprofondò la guancia come un garofano in bocciolo. Ma me mi legheranno ai piombi della maca, mi getteranno giù, giù in fondo, come sognerò dormendo, sento che sta arrivando il sonno, sento che sta arrivando il sonno. Sentinella sei lì fuori, allenta le manette per favore e girami su un fianco, sii gentile o sonno. le viscide alghe, mi si attorcigliano già attorno, si gentile o sonno. Le viscide alghe, mi si attorcigliano già attorno, si gentile o sonno. Le viscide alghe, mi si attorcigliano già attorno, le viscide alghe, mi si attorcigliano già attorno.
Har du det fint nå? Har du et vakkert sted? Uten fare. Jeg har blitt stor nå, men skriver fortsatt brev til en som ikke svarer. Jeg ville spurt deg om da du var ung, hva du tenkte på, og om du kjempet mot de samme ting som jeg er nå, og så mange ting. Du, ikke vet. Thank you.
The title track of the album from the eclectic Brummy six-piece band TG Collective, Release the Penguins, recorded in a converted milking barn in Shropshire. It's a cinematic album inspired by animals and a hodgepodge of music styles and a generous helping of fun and craziness. And before that was the beautiful voice of Norwegian songstress Siri Nielsen and Brev, Letter, from her album Alle snakker sant, They All Speak the Truth, out on the label Grappa. Interestingly, Grappa's first signing was Siri's father, Lillebjørn Nielsen, back in 1983. Details of tonight's playlist can be found on the World on 3 page on the Radio 3 website, as always, along with photos from tonight's session with Lucas Santana and his band. But now back to Songlines and Simon Broughton. Simon, it's time for you to announce the winner of the Newcomer Award. Who is it?
The Newcomer Award has gone to Fatoumata Diawara, who's a young Malian singer. And it's amazing, it's less than a year since she released her first album, Fatou. And yet she's been supporting all sorts of people on stage, picked up by various collaborators. She's been a very vivid character on the concert stage, not just in Britain but around the world. She's also just collaborated with Damon Albarn and Tony Allen and Flea on this Rocket Juice and the Moon album he's just brought out, and she's playing at various festivals during the summer. So it's really amazing what she has achieved in 1 year. She's a very versatile artist, guitarist as well, and a variety of styles. She sings some very poppy tunes, some much more, I think, interesting, darker, profound things, which is the manner of hers that I like best.
And although she's kind of exploded onto the scene as a newcomer, she has actually been in the industry for a long time, hasn't she, as a backing singer? Well,
She's been backing singer for Oumou Sangaré, one of the great voices of Mali, no doubt. So she's doing a gig as part of the Barbican's Back to Black Festival on the 30th of June. So that's when we're going to present her with her award. And the song I wanted to play now is called Makum Oumou, and it's a song, a tribute really to Oumou Sangaré, and it's a song which acknowledges the criticism that Oumou has had for being so outspoken in what she says in her music, and I hope that it's something that Fatou will also do, you know, address difficult issues in her music as well. And certainly it's clear that Fatoumata has a real respect and wants to pay tribute to her older role model in Mali.
Kandaje, Uma, Uma, Inena. che tu suolo di mana che corona e anna sombe daula e Africa.
Fatoumata Diawara winning the Best Newcomer of the Songlines Music Awards this year. We've got one more winner to announce tonight. That's Best Artist, but that's one that I'm saving for the end of the programme. The Malawi Mouse Boys are a group of young villagers who've been playing together on homemade instruments since they were kids. And they make a living by selling a local delicacy, mice on sticks, hence the name, as a snack for passing travellers. Here's Number One is their debut album, produced by award-winning producer Ian Brennan of Tinariwen. In fact, it was Brennan who produced Tasili, one of tonight's Songlines winners. Brennan says that the hardest thing about recording these guys were the tiny spiders that kept crawling into the hard drive and crashing the system that was set up on the ground outside their hut. This is Kunvera, To Hear, a cappella, pure and simple.
Misala yeli boja kaguyi kuputo Pamjila na kumana tintunduwina Hiyeyo anasinyamula Uri akabeleke sembe kwa mulungu Oma mulungu ye araona Anakumudu anaye wambili Modi ufumu wake unaliopepuka Wakudie aisa na vele kufela Kufela mulungu Kubo sake na galikonse kufela Mulungu Kubo sake na galikonse kufela Mulungu Kubo sake na galikonse kufela Mulungu Ubo sanke na galigonse Lelo ye na pano mulibo Amene muna itani duani mulungu Oma mulungu asana kuitaneni Anakuzani zintu zoti musie Anakuzani kutipo pita kwa iye Muka leo ye langati mene aliri Mula pe iru majibo Anu, uri muga fige kwa mulungu Koma hatu inu mwanyamuka Ubita inu kwa mulungu Mwabita muli ni majimbo Koma ndikuti ya isimu na mvele kufela Mulungu Ubo sanke na galigonse kufela Mulungu Ubo
sankena kaligonse uvera amulungu ubo sankena kaligonse uvera amulungu ubo sankena kaligonse muntu iye agamamvera Mulungu amakondwela naye pakuti amafunana omvela osati womchitila mwano oma mulungu akaona kuti muvela chilichonse chomwe ili mudzapempa adzakupatsani chifukwa chakuti inuyo aimuna mvela nguvela mulungu ubo sankena kaligonse kuvela mulungu ubo sankena kaligonse kuvela mulungu ubo sankena kaligonse kuvela
Praia Santa Maria, na escritório Fernandes Sousa, da nome põe na papeles da número 37. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Fala, onde a luz tomava guia Bada na ma fala que já vem Fala pra alguém pra Santo Meio de Príncipe Vai cabeça na chum Enchinta um cu da vida Wanana,
wanana,
wanana
putelo toma botim baba por rumado moda saco tanto dia sem sustento tanto dia sem quebra de jum tanto dia sem mata fome na por onde marco tá vai wanana wanana
wanana
wanana wanana wanana wanana wanana wanana wanana wanana wanana wanana wanana wanana wanana
Music from Cape Verde and Formi 47, and a track from a Loose Africa compilation called African Voices, bringing together artists signed to the label and celebrating some of the great voices of the continent from north to south. And so to the final winner tonight of the Songlines Music Awards 2012. So far, Yo-Yo Ma and his Merry Band of Men have won the award for cross-cultural collaboration. Best group went to Tanariwen. Fatoumata Diawara got the newcomer award. But who, Simon, goes home with the trophy for best artist?
Okay, just before I tell you, I'll mention that tracks from all four winners are on a Songlines Music Awards CD, which has, in fact, all 16 nominees. But the winner of the Best Artist Award goes to an artist and a CD that for me was absolutely one of the highlights of last year. It's Anushka Shankar and the recording Traveller, which is an Indian music meets flamenco journey. And, well, she's daughter of Ravi Shankar, impressive sitar player in her own right. And she's working with producer Javier Limon, who works a lot with flamenco artists. So they've put together a great team of Indian and flamenco musicians. The track I want to play is called Bulería con Ricardo. Now, Ricardo refers to Pedro Ricardo Minas. He's a pianist, flamenco pianist. And if you think the idea of sitar and flamenco is just horrible with all those jangling strings, listen to this. The speed and the panache in which the two sort of answer each other's phrases is spectacular.
Well, before I play that track from Anushka's album, thanks to my guests, Lucas Santana and his band, to Simon Broughton for coming in to unveil this year's winners. Congratulations, of course, to all the winners, and thank you for listening. I hope you can join me at the same time next week when Woody Pines, urban American folk band, are going to be on the programme. They're currently touring all over the UK and Ireland. You've been listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. I leave you with Bulería con Ricardo from Anushka Shankar, winner of the Songlines Award for Best Artist. Till next week, goodbye. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Well, to set us off tonight, one of the more generously proportioned of the 2011 BBC Proms, Andrew Lytton conducting the Royal Philharmonic in music linked with the conductor Serge Koussevitzky, dedicated to him, commissioned by him, or first performed by him. So, a couple of symphonies, Bach's second and Prokofiev's fourth. And this, Bartók's second piano concerto, written in the early 1930s, two daylight outer movements framing a nocturnal hymn to nature. This trumpet fanfare at the start, which crops up throughout the piece, is Bartók speeding up the grandiose theme that ends Stravinsky's The Firebird. The pianist is Yuja Wang.